No, I don't doubt Damon could be an All-American next year, but that boy is more stubborn than a four-wheeler stuck in the Mississippi mud. You know good and well that if he keeps that attitude up, Coach Rustkin will kick his tail off the team. Well, that's D1 football for you, Miss Tina. Except that, or go root up Ohio State, or shit, Southern football don't play by the same rules. Now, DJ, I don't give a damn how many touchdowns he gets. Coach Rustkin don't tolerate disrespect. That man was my neighbor for 20 years. He don't give a damn if you good, or he only cares if you got some damn sense. Well, let's see for next week against South Carolina. They better tighten up that defensive line and start playing Franklin Jr. more often. South Carolina don't fucking play. I'm sorry, Miss Tina. I know better than to let a cuss word slip. Don't swat at me, please. Now how come I'm the boss of this diner, but you can boss me around? Oh, DJ, come on, help me out here. What in the hell do I pay you for? Oh, you are no help to me when Miss Tina comes for me. Boy. Oh, traitor. Yep. Yeah, Mama always had spies around her. Still seems like she still does. Oh, son of a bitch. No, it's... We're short again. Third day in a row. We can't keep being short like this. We're not gonna make rent. Yeah, I know. Seems like no one wants to eat at diners no more. People rather head up to the city more than anything. These diners are dying all over the place. I don't know if we can survive. Okay, I appreciate it, Miss Tina. But I gotta start facing reality sooner or later. No, I won't give up. You know that. No, I'll figure something out. Look, I don't think we'll be getting any more customers tonight. It's raining like hell, and most everyone is either at home or at the Falcons game. Here, how about y'all take the rest of the night off? Now, I'll pay you for a full day. Yes, really. Ain't no point in all of us staying here. It's not too big of a mess. I'll clean up. No worries. Now here I wasn't even done speaking, and that boy just nearly busted out of here. Miss Tina, I wasn't just talking to him. You too. Go on now, get some rest. No, y'all earned it today. No. I'm fine. I promise. Don't you worry about, You ain't never take nothing on face, do you? Yep. You really are my mama's best friend. Well, Miss Tina, some days are better than others. You know? I'm just trying to keep moving on. Getting up in the morning. You know. One foot in front of the other. But I think my heart may be done closed for a while. When she died, she took everything with her, including my heart. I just don't know how I'll get it back. First Mama, and then... Oh, you always gotta be talking about God and stuff. I know. I know. Alright. Thank you, Miss Tina. I'm alright. At least, I will be. Maybe not today, or tomorrow, but soon. I will be. But anyway, I'll put your checks in the drawer tomorrow. You got it? I hear you, Miss Tina. I hear you. And I promise, I'll be okay. Just say a prayer for me, all right? Hey, don't you worry. I'll clock you out. DJ, can you go ahead and take Miss Tina home? Yeah, I don't want Uncle Rich coming in this rain to get her. You know how he's going to be driving. All right, thank you, buddy. All right, now, y'all have a good night. I will see you at 5 a.m. sharp. I'm looking at you, DJ. Not 5:05, not 5:20, 5 on the dot. You hear me? Boy, if you don't... And also, lock the door behind you. Stay safe. Okay. Alright. Jeez. Huh? You forget your damn keys again, DJ. Oh man. Now I'm coming, ma'am. Hold on a minute. Yes, ma'am. Yeah, come on in. Oh my God, you're soaked as a dog. Now sit here. Now let me get you a towel. Hold on a minute. Okay, here you are. Oh my goodness, you are completely soaked. The storm got to... Do I know you? No, you... You sure, cause you look familiar. Have you been in here before, or, No. Hold on now. No. Now, I didn't mean no disrespect. I'm sorry. You look like an old friend is all. Here, let me make you some tea or something. Are you hungry, sweetheart? Well, you came to the right place, darling. Here, let me get you a plate. Now I got you. I just closed up, but for a young lady like yourself, make sure to give you a nice southern meal. A good thing I didn't put the food away just yet. What you hungry for, ma'am? Something hearty? Let's see. Maybe our blue plate special. Now, I got the best fried chicken right here in Georgia. No, you won't believe it. Oh, let's see. We got the best collard greens and mac and cheese you will taste for miles and miles. And here, I'll tell you what. You're in for a treat. My cook DJ just made the best cornbread. Fresh batch, actually. I'll add that to your plate, too. Ooh, and I will add to that my famous yams. I guarantee it'll make sure you sleep real good tonight. Would you like something to drink? Coffee? Yeah, sure. I'll put on a pot for you. I'll get you a glass of water, too. Ice or no ice? No problem, ma'am. Coming right up. Look, you take a seat wherever you want. It's empty. Man, I'm surprised you found me. I mean, in this weather, We ain't the easiest to find, even in clearer skies. yes, ma'am. It's been raining like cats and dogs all week. So bad you can't even see your hand in front of you, or the tip of your nose. All right, that should be good. Blue plate special coming up. Here you are. And here's your water. Now, I also brought over our famous sweet tea, guaranteed to put a smile on your face. Well, you are mighty welcome, ma'am. Now eat up. Your coffee will be ready shortly. Well, I'll just let you be. You need anything, you just holler. All right? Good. Huh? Hot sauce. Yes, ma'am. Texas Pete or Tabasco? Coming right up, ma'am. Alrighty. Here you are. Ma'am? Now, I know that the Georgia sun is fucking hot as a mug, but there's no need for those sunglasses. Not at 8 o'clock in the evening. Ma'am, I know a woman on the run when I see one. You're safe here. I won't let anyone hurt you. Sugar P. Yep. Bet it's been a long-ass time since anyone called you that, Sugar. Friends for 15 years? I never forget a face. I missed you, sweet girl. Oh, shh. No. Come here. No, don't you worry. Shh. Hey. I got you. Yeah, that's right. Cry it out. It's okay. You don't need to run anymore. You're back home. Mm-hmm. No. I'm right here. That's right. You go ahead and feel anything you need to feel. Get all those tears out, all those feelings and all those tears. Yeah, go ahead, get it right into this shoulder and into this shirt. It ain't even my favorite. Go ahead. Yeah, there you go. Yeah, you're gonna feel so much better doing this. Yeah, Shuggy. I knew it was you as soon as I got to the window. I don't need to see your eyes to know it's you. It's all right now. Now come on, eat your dinner. When was the last time you had a good meal? Oh, damn. Well, eat up. I got you. Don't worry. My God, it's been what? 5 years? God damn, I'm so happy to see you. Man, I would always keep up with your posts online, Facebook and shit. Saw all the cool things you were doing up north until, well, you stopped posting. And now, something tells me that wasn't your fault. You've been through the mud, haven't you? Well, coming home after a bad day is the best remedy. I'm glad you're back. Even under the circumstances, I am so fucking happy to see you again. Well, Oh, shit, sorry. No, I didn't mean to hurt you. Oh, my God. You got bruises all over your... Are you okay? Shuggy? He's been beating you, hasn't he? Fucking son of a bitch. No, it's not fucking okay. What the fuck? I'm sorry. I know me raising up like this isn't helping the situation. I will calm down. I promise. Just... When did this start? Tell me what happened. All right. Okay. All right. Yeah. Oh my. Jesus wept. God, I am so sorry. I wish I knew so I could have. I know. I'm just so relieved that you finally left that man. You are safe now, and I'm not letting you out of my sight. What? No, what? What in the hell are you talking about? No, of course not. No, this is not your fault. Well, people really said that to you? Heaven almighty, no, absolutely not. Now I need you to look at me. Hey, look at me. Give me your hands. This is not your fault. None of it. Ain't no man supposed to raise his hand to you. And the second he does that, well, he ain't no man. He's just a sorry-ass little bitch. Now, I didn't ask what you did, and shit, because it doesn't matter. You don't put your hands on the one you love. You don't fucking even think of it. You understand me? You sore? I think I got some ointment in the back. I can... Well, who the fuck is that? It's him? Shit. Go in the back. Now. No, right now. Don't come out until I tell you. You stay low and hide. You understand me? I'll get rid of him. Now, don't you worry. No, go, Shuggy. Do not make a peep, okay? Not a sound.
Well, good evening, sir. And what can I do for you?